This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Civil Law Committee heard arguments on both sides of HB 707 Tuesday, the controversial measure prohibiting state action against those that exercise religious beliefs about marriage, including refusal to deal with same-sex couples.
Religious observers need this basic protection.
The author, Bossier City Representative Mike Johnson, urged swift action before the U.S. Supreme Court issues its ruling in the Obergefell versus Hodges case.
June 18th, the world is going to change.
It's expected the High Court will rule that all states must recognize same-sex marriage. Louisiana Family Forum Director Gene Mills.
Louisiana residents deserve protection against coercive action from the state and the police power of the state regarding their beliefs.
But Irving Washauer of the Anti-Defamation League sees HB 707 differently.
It essentially creates the ability to impose one's religion on another.
New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Stephen Perry told lawmakers if you pass this bill,
they will not come.
He said it will devastate tourism, which the state's economy can ill afford.
What is at stake in first-year losses for the economy of Louisiana? $40 million to the general fund. Absolute, and that is the most conservative estimate I could make.
After several hours of testimony, Civil Law Committee Chair Neil Abramson said,
the process and the timing and the perception of your bill at this time in this session has been somewhat problematic.
The bill was returned to the calendar. Then late Tuesday afternoon, Governor Bobby Jindal issued an executive order prohibiting any government action against any person acting in accordance with religious belief. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.